Chapter 5, Kalin's Discovery. The day before Matthew received the phone call. It was a wonderful day. Kalin was driving with the top down and singing the song Oceans by Hillsong. You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown where feet may fail, and where I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fears surround me, you've never failed and you won't start now. So I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be stronger in the presence of my Savior. I call upon your name. Keep my eyes above the waves. My soul will rest in your embrace. I am yours, and you are mine. As I neared the farm, my skin shivered. This was not the kind of shiver one gets from cooler air passing over you. No, this was King Avi alerting me that something was changing. The spiritual climate had shifted. At times like this, I have learned that I should listen and pray. As I continued to drive, I allowed my spirit to interact with the King's presence and with my lifelong friend and protector, Guardian. I could sense the light growing brighter within me. In the war manual, we are instructed to walk by the King's Spirit. If we live by the King's leading, we can be confident to stay in step with the Spirit. The war manual also tells lightbearers to pray in the Spirit at all times, especially in times like this. Like my mama and grandmommy, I am a lightbearer warrior, and I am also a lightbearer worshiper. Therefore, I began to sing in my spirit as I drove the last few miles to the farm. When I last filled up with gas, I received a text from Carter. Surprisingly, she was headed to the farm as well. She was just pulling away from Harrisonburg, Virginia. She should arrive not long after me. The last few minutes were filled with a growing awareness that this was not to be a typical day for me. I could tell that whatever was going on grieved my protector, Guardian. When King Avi provided the farm for Granddaddy and Grandmommy, they immediately planted crepe myrtle, live oak, and Formosa trees. The long driveway was lined with them. Their presence embraced each person upon arrival. The two-car garage and Granddaddy's workshop were on the right side of the house towards the back. There was a large breezeway joining the garage to the main house. For the most part, it was a simple dwelling, built for comfort and to meet all of the needs of Grandmommy. Each room, closet, and cabinet had a specific purpose and design, just like she wanted. As I planned to stay a few days, I drove around the side and parked by the garage. I paused for a moment to see what I could sense. But nothing I was familiar with stood out in my spirit. I grabbed my shoulder bag and headed to the back door. As usual, it was unlocked. I called out as I walked in through the utility room through the kitchen. Granddaddy and Grandmommy were in the living room, seated next to one another, as they often did. Their coffee cups set nearby. Music, worship music by Paul Wilbur, could be heard in the background. Big smiles and hugs greeted me as I approached them. As with most of us, life gets in the way and prevents us from being in one another's presence as we should. Sadly, special occasions and holidays were too often the only time we were together. "Do you want some coffee or tea?" Grandmommy asked. I said, "No, thank you." As I stared into the eyes of my grandparents' faces, I was quickened in my spirit. A shudder came over my body, and I immediately burst out, "What's going on?" They just smiled. Their smiles were a powerful sedative and provided a soothing effect, no matter what Lord Reason had been up to. My grandparents looked into one another's eyes before they provided an answer to my penetrating question. Granddaddy answered, "Kaylin, Grandmommy and I have been in a special and unique conversation with King Avi these past few days." He continued, "As you know, we have traveled far and disrupted many plans of Lord Reason over the years. Yes, we have also watched as many light bearers, as many became light bearers. We have also witnessed many becoming light bearer warriors and worshipers." Without stopping, he finished by saying, "It has been a rich and wonderful journey. Yet, as wonderful as it has been, we are nearing the end of our time with you and the others. Soon, we will join the cloud of witnesses that are the light bearers, which are the light bearers that have left their physical bodies and the land of Adamom. They are now in the King's land. From time to time, the cloud of witnesses watches and encourages those that remain here in the land of Adamom." Tears filled my eyes as I began to understand what was taking place and the reason I was prompted to come to the farm today. Still, I had so many questions. "How do you know?" Granddaddy said, "Well, we both noticed something with our protectors, so we asked the king about what was unfolding." Grandmommy added, "Prince Shai visited us this past Monday. He said that it was time for us to come home to the king's land. Our labor in the harvest field was complete. It was now our time to cross over the bridge." Granddaddy said, "Over the years, Kaylin, we asked King Avi to allow us to go together. Prince Shai came to let us know our request had been granted. Since Prince Shai's visit, we have been able to fully dialogue with our protectors. Plus, we have actually enjoyed the company of the few of the Cloud of Witnesses. It has been a powerful week, to say the least." As she grabbed my hand, Grandmommy said, "I'm glad you're here, so you can help explain things to the others. Your cousin Jimmy is here. He is out for a walk. He arrived a few hours before you. He said that he needed some time to digest the news. This will be especially hard for him." Kaylin asked, "When are you leaving the land of Adama?" She added, "Do we have a few days before it takes place?" They replied, "I think we'll have enough time." As Granddaddy stood up, he said, "Why don't we have a light lunch? Sit here with your Grandmommy while I pull out some cold cuts for sandwiches. We'll eat in here. What would you like to drink?" "Text Jimmy and let him know we're having lunch in a few minutes." My mind and emotions were all over the place. It must have been on Tuesday that I had a knowing that I must get to the farm. Although I run my own business, it is not so easy to drop everything at a moment's notice. I'm glad that I did not waste any time in getting here. I sat next to Grandmommy and laid my head on her shoulder. She held my hand in hers. I could see the light fading in her eyes, yet her spirit was powerfully present. It seems like no time had passed when our used dishes were resting on the coffee table. Few words were spoken that afternoon. Practicing presence was enough. Grandmommy's face suddenly lit up, and it was shrouded in a soft, peaceful glow. She raised her arms, as she had done so often while worshiping the king. Granddaddy smiled at her. His tears ran down his cheeks gracefully. My grandmother sank into my grandfather's side and arm, which he had around her the entire time. What a wonderful transition to witness! My grandmother was crossing over the bridge to the King's Land. After a short time, she would become one of the cloud of witnesses that watch over us who remained in the land of Adamah. Oddly, I felt no desire to jump up and call 911. Things were perfectly in order, according to the King's plan. I looked over at Jimmy. He had dropped to his knees, giving thanks for all the wonderful years he had enjoyed with his grandmother. I looked into my grandfather's eyes. Although he looked at me, he was clearly focused on the others who were in the room. They had come from the King's Land to escort my grandparents to the new home. Although a few hours had passed, it seemed like minutes, when my grandfather slipped away to join my grandmother. I had not taken notice that Carter was sitting in the room with Jimmy and me. The three of us gathered in a group hug and sang in the spirit to the King. Kaylin said, "We need to call Matthew."